Blog Talk Radio.
All right, folks, it's 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It is Monday, October 17th, and we are in store for a great episode of the Trainwreck Radio Show on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. Me, your host, Mark Hoffman, and my co-host, Shar Sines. We're going to rock this episode. We got a couple of guests that kind of fell in my lap over the last 2 days. We're going to have Scott Kesterson once again live from the Deplorables Tour with an update of how the first show went yesterday and how things are progressing. And then I have Pamela Jakes. She is a fellow patriotic American who is dealing with some serious bullcrap right now, and she's trying to get and continue her treatment for an illness. She's going to join us at the top of the hour, 7 o'clock, so you want to stick around. In the meantime, I'm just going to hit this real fast and get this out of the way. This is our top of the hour advertisements, and we'll be back in 3 minutes, 33 seconds.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
Let me get a unit to FDR 112. Shots fired.
At DaveBrayUSA.com. Definitely want to check the video out. I worked with an organization called LESMA. It's a media watchdog for police officers. When officers and law enforcement are being misrepresented in social media and all these different causes that are out there, you know, sort of pushing the blame, you know, they go out and they break laws for no reason just to prove that the cops, A, have to be police. They don't choose the laws they uphold. They uphold the laws because that's their job. Whether they're passive laws or aggressive laws, you go out and break them for the reason of to get a police response, which is just wasting taxpayer dollars, and I wish people would see that. These cops are putting themselves in harm's way on a daily basis. When your dad's a police officer and he goes to work, he straps on a gun and a badge. But these people are going into harm's way, you know. And it's an honorable job. It's one of the hardest jobs, and it takes a special person. And I think in this day and age, you know, we should be rallying behind them. But this one, this song, Last Call, is about a fallen officer sort of giving his last sort of will and testament over the radio after he's been in a gunfight and he's hit and he's pinned down and he's not going to make it. And he just sort of gives his words.
Standby for a special announcement. Emergency traffic only.
11:45. Prince William calling. 11:45. This is the final call for 11:45. Officer Ashley Gwinden. End of watch, February 27th, 2016. May you rest in peace.
Visit TrueTexasPatriotGear.com. Buy this gear to support efforts by like-minded patriots in Texas who met at the first Stand By Me for Liberty rally. The group is lending their time and efforts to help political prisoners to let them know they are not being forgotten. Visit TrueTexasPatriotGear.com and buy some gear and show your patriotic support for those who are standing for liberty. Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
What's happening, folks? It's the Trainwreck Radio Show. It is Monday, October 17th, and we are here. And welcome to the show, our co-host and partner on Mondays, Shar Sines. Sounds a little under the weather today. How you feeling, Shar? You sound like you caught yourself a cold.
I am so sorry for all the sniffling.
I don't know if it's a cold. I don't know if it's the allergies. I don't know what the heck it is. But, yeah, it's been a rough couple of days for me.
You almost sound like Donald Trump on a debate stage.
Thank
snipple,
you.
Snipple, snipple, snipple. Snipple, snipple.
I am so sorry. I should have muted myself, and I didn't. I do apologize. Yeah, it's just been crazy.
Yeah, you know, I was watching some live feed last night of this gentleman outside of the Ecuadorian embassy over in, I guess, in the UK there, where Julian Assange is held up. I guess won't be long now. They're going to bum rush the embassy and take Assange out. I think that's the plan. Hopefully he snuck out of a back door through a tunnel and is gone out of there by now. You know?
Oh, gosh. That right there should indicate, pardon me, that should indicate to anyone with more than 3 brain cells to rub together that what we have here is real information that's coming out, truthful, meaningful information.
Yep.
And
it's
not like...
Is,
go ahead.
And the NWO is not liking what's coming out because it's putting a damper on all their plans to destroy our country as Americans are waking up. Now, you see, in all the media, what's more important is, oh, my goodness, Donald Trump said mean things. It's unbelievable to me that mean things being said are way more important than the crime of the Hillary and Bill Clinton crime syndicate. They're making, like, you know, John Gotti look like an angel. The crimes, they're making Hitler look like a choir boy with the things that are getting they're getting away with. And now you see today, James O'Keefe posted a crazy video of the Democratic National Committee in collusion with the Justice Department, the White House. They're having conference calls, and they are putting violent protesters at Trump rallies on purpose to push a false narrative that, I guess, it worked beautifully. Now, remember, folks, the Democrats aren't just infiltrating Trump rallies. They've infiltrated the Republican Party, every party. They are infiltrators because
yeah.
It works. I've been saying for the longest time we need to get Republicans to run as Democrats and you know what I mean, and try to get on that side and change the narrative that way, you know, but who knows?
Yeah, the game of infiltration works, and what you're referencing there is collusion, and
yep.
if you even use just an online dictionary reference, you'll find that even the regular and the legal definition of collusion both mention treasonous activities, nefarious activities. You know, it's not a nice word to have paired with your name. Excuse me. And the people involved here are just... They are members of all parties, is the thing. Something that's interesting is that nobody really bothered to get angry with Julian Assange when he was sharing and leaking information about the Bush administration and its lies and some of, you know, Shrub's lies with regard to getting us involved in the Middle East and entrenched over there in a global oil war and a poppy field policing effort. But now that we're going after, you know, their golden children. And it's funny, you know, you mentioned the DNC, and over the weekend in North Carolina, a GOP headquarters was burnt to the ground. Now, I don't necessarily agree with some of the political grandstanding of calling it, you know, political. Some of the words that were thrown together, I'm like, quit just making crap up. But it definitely is an attempt by somebody, whomever it is. I'm not going to say who. I'm not going to know who, because an investigation needs to be done to determine who the involved parties are. And I'm really doubtful that this particular location is out in the middle of the backwoods somewhere without any type of state surveillance monitoring systems around, in other words, cameras. So somebody will have seen something to be able to give some ideas and some clues. But the bottom line is whoever participated in this event did so with the purpose of chilling voters, trying to put a stop to the Republicans and specifically Donald Trump as their chosen presidential candidate. And who knows what other kind of candidates for the House or the Senate or even at the state and local levels that may have been stumping out of that office. But it just bothers me when we see that kind of activity taking place. The worst that can be blamed on the Republican Party is sharing WikiLeaks information. And something that really just had me peeing my pants with laughter was the CNN actor. I'm not even going to call him a journalist, but the CNN actor Cuomo, who got up on national television on CNN and said that to read or have possession of any of the WikiLeaks documents is illegal for anyone unless it's the press, that the press has exceptions. No. SCOTUS, SCOTUS being the Supreme Court, has made it very clear that the press does not have any special protections from unlawful activity with regard to the regular people. But even more so, Mike Cernovich got out and called one of the number one civil rights attorneys out there, who happens to be a self-labeled liberal. And his three-word legal analysis of it was bull, beep, beep.
We are self-censoring ourselves now, folks.
Well, because it was let's just put the initials out there, BFS, and I'm not referring to a railroad, although this is Trainwreck Radio. But yeah, it was amazing to hear this gentleman's legal opinion in three words. I was like, you go, you need to go to SCOTUS, you know, cut down some of these 500 pages opinions. But yeah, I mean, it is not unlawful for even WikiLeaks to possess this material, because understand, ladies and gentlemen, that neither Mr. Assange nor any of the named and unnamed people associated with directly with WikiLeaks do any hacking. Okay, they don't hack. They don't go out and steal this information, which would be unlawful under American law. They're provided this information. So, well, it looks like we have one of our guests here.
Yep, he made it. You know what I forgot to do, though? Hold on 1 second, folks. I got to do this.
That's great. That is great.
Okay,
all right.
Here we go. It's still going. Still rocking. Here we go. Hey, here comes the train, folks. You're listening to Trainwreck Radio on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. And it looks like we have our first guest calling. Stay tuned right after this. The Trainwreck Radio Show. Welcome to the show tonight. Our first guest, live from the Deplorables Tour, Scott Kesterson. What's happening, Scott? Welcome to the show, my friend.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for having me on again. Appreciate it as always.
No problem. We want to get updates and keep people abreast of what's happening on the Deplorables tour. So what's shaking? How'd it go?
Okay.
How was the first show?
That was great.
The
first stop was in that we had St. Louis. We launched it at the Arch, and that was great. And a small crowd, but it was a really big crowd on social media. And then we went on over to last evening. We went over to the Tilted Kilt, had a small venue there. Again, broadcast, social media, big. It's growing rapidly. We just had an earlier event today. We stopped into Springfield, Illinois. We had a crowd of about 15 or 20 at about 3 in the afternoon, which is small but impressive because we're all talking people that are working class and don't have a lot of time to do this. So they took time off. We really appreciate all that. And then now we're driving into our next event now, which is in Peoria. We're in Bradley Park, and we have a pavilion over here that we're going to be speaking at and people coming in. So that's going to go on from about 7 o'clock until probably about 8 or 8:30. And then from there, we'll grab some sleep later tonight and head out tomorrow. So it's going great. We have our schedule updated on the Deplorables Tour Facebook page. All the event locations are listed there. This is just it's really fantastic because all these events are being arranged and set up by people locally. And it's just, it's making this connection fantastic. Go ahead.
Oh, this
and,
is Char. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
and I was just saying,
this is my co-host. My co-host, Char Sine. Say hello, Scott, to my co-host on Monday.
Hello, tomorrow. How are you doing? Nice to meet you.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
She got an awesome show Friday nights here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network called Constitutional Truth with Charlotte Sine. And that's a good one. 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, right here. Same bat channel,
nice.
Same bat station, same bat phone number. We're batty over here on the Train Wreck Radio Show.
Yeah, I was just affirming that the Deplorables tour is very grassroots in its nature with setting up venues, because I am pleased to say that you will be coming to Mineral Wells, Texas, and hopefully stopping at other places along the way. But I am crossing fingers and toes and anything else that I can cross to attend that one in Mineral Wells, because not only will you be there along with so many other people that I know personally, but you will have Jordan Page there to perform music, and you will also have Shalise and her mother Jeanette. Shalise Finnicum Fitch and Jeanette Finnicum will be there speaking as well. So I am just tickled pink. I don't know that I will have enough batteries for my recording devices.
Well, that's great.
Right.
Well, it is definitely grassroots, and it's really important because I think what's, you know, we see, and there's a couple things really to stress about the Deplorables tour. One, this is not a venue that's going away, or a movement that's going away after the election. We have to get people together and focused on this thing for the long term. November 8th is just, as we like to say, the first engagement in a long-term battle. And the most important thing is we have to come together to dominate the information war and stay away from the violence type of reactions, dominate the information war, and most importantly, activate a unified effort to vote. So with these things, the Deplorables Tour is getting people together on the right track, and we're going to continue. Making it grassroots means it's going to stick, and people are intimately involved in that. And that's the most important part, because that's truly American, in my opinion.
Yes, indeed. And you know what I find cool about doing rallies and going to rallies and stuff is a lot of times you get to put a face to the person that you speak to or chat with in the Facebook chat rooms and meet people and rub elbows finally face-to-face with folks that you talk to for so long, you know. One day, me and Char will actually meet. I'm in Florida. She's in Texas. Maybe one day we'll meet in the middle and have a big rally in Louisiana or something.
Well, then if we're going to do Louisiana, then we got to bring the Deplorables tour there and figure out how we're going to bring it all together. That would be great.
Yeah, you know.
Absolutely.
Because meeting the Patriots that you have on your shows or that you chit-chat with every day, and you're out there fighting this corruption and battling every day, and you finally put a face to the voice or a face to the texting, whatever it is. And it's really
cool.
I met some cool people.
Well, what's really neat is we just had a venue where a number of people didn't want to be on the live stream, which we appreciate. But we did try to focus on near the end of it, and it's just one of our recent posts on Facebook Live, is the point that we've had this time to sit with people, and just like you're saying, one on one, and or small groups, and just talk. I mean, last night we were at the restaurant, and one of the guys came up on this in a small venue, but one of the guys drove 5 hours. 5 hours to come up and just sit with us for 30 minutes and have dinner and say, hey, I'm here to support you. I love what you guys are saying. I want to be part of this. And here's the best part. He had been a Bernie Sanders supporter. Unbelievable.
See?
I mean, he's just like, and he's a great guy. He's a great American. I mean, he had voted for Bernie Sanders in the primaries. And he's like, you know, I'm not going to vote. I always say not going to vote Hillary. And I'm coming to listen to what you guys are saying. And to drive 5 hours, that's pretty amazing. You know,
that sounds like he's listening.
He is,
you know?
And I think that's the big thing is we're able to get a lot of people together on this tour, and the biggest thing we're doing is getting a lot of diverse groups. The rights movement is got a lot of great initiatives, but the problem is there's a lot of factionalization within it, and we've got to get past this divisiveness, and we've got to get unified in a focus, because if the one thing the left has done well, it has stayed unified, even if it stumbles and doesn't win, it doesn't stop. It's persistent. And the right gets scattered too easily. The whole concept of the Horribles Tour, and especially with Kilroy Rising up there, the lead, and the greatest skills the Special Operations community brings to this is being able to take divisive groups and separate groups that are separated and get them to the table and find common dialogue to have a focused long-term mission. And that's what we're trying to do here. It's a very important part of this. We have to do it, or we're literally going to lose our country forever.
It is. And you know what's crazy is a lot of the same grievances we have on the right, they have on the left. And the machine of the leftists has their base so convinced that we are the enemy and that we have got to stay away from them. They're so deplorable. But meanwhile, we have the same grievances on many of the same levels. You know, who wants police brutality? Nobody. You know, but one of the problems is black lives aren't the only lives that matter. All lives matter.
I agree.
See it that way. Some of us see it that way. Some of us, that they're so blinded by the propaganda that no, only lives matter are the black lives, and that's it. And if any other life matters, you're a racist. You have microaggression towards me if you think Hispanic lives matter. You know, it's crazy. It's unbelievable. But, you know, unity is the key. Unity is the key, and things like the deplorable tour are very important to have unity, to show unity and bring unity to the forefront.
I think so. I mean, it's what drives us. I mean, it's three of us. I mean, we've got myself, Mark Fallon, who's a Special Forces veteran, 26 years Special Forces. I've got we have Ernest Lee, Liberty Restoration Community. With us. I mean, we're in a vehicle driving together. We've got all our gear packed in the vehicle. I mean, I just got off the phone with somebody and they're asking, like, well, you guys have a big tour bus? I started laughing. I'm like, are you kidding me? I mean, this is grassroots. This is because three guys love our country and we love it passionately. And we're out here using the skills that we have and we have so well, whether it's public speaking, organizing, understanding the information war, getting people out here to hear what we have to say, to bring people together, to unify, and to be strong as a unit, as a group, as a unified effort, not split and divided.
Amen.
Because split and divided, you're conquered. It's that simple.
Hey, so you're riding with Ernest. Is there any way you could hand him the phone? We've been battling this battle. I remember him with the truckers back in 2013. The guy's never been on my show, and I feel horrible about that.
Well, hang on a second.
I'm gonna
grab him right now. Hang tight, Ernest. Patriot Nation wants you on right now.
Okay. The phone, believe it or not. Ernest Lee, what's up, guys?
Ernest, man. Ladies and gentlemen,
hello?
For the first time on Patriot. Hello, how are you, sir? Ladies and gentlemen, for
I'm
the first
great.
Time on Patriot Nation Radio, Ernest Lee, welcome to the show, man. We've been fighting this fight side by side in groups for years now and have never spoke. What's happening, my friend?
Well, what's happening is the deplorable tour. It's organized chaos, building the airplane before we're having to land, right? I don't think anybody's ever tried to crowd. Well, nobody's ever tried to crowdsource a tour before. where we give them a right. starting point, an ending point, draw a route, and say, you want us to come to your town? Invite us. We'll tell you the different things we need, and we promise to be there. So there is a map at KilroyRising.com. And if you look at that map, if your town or city is within 50, 75, even 100 miles of that route, and you want us in your town, leave us a message on either KilroyRising.com. There's a way to email the page, or you can go to the Deplorables Tour page on Facebook and message the page there and tell us that you want us in your town for the Deplorables Tour. And we weren't sure what kind of response we were going to have to get, but the response has been overwhelming. The biggest thing now is making sure we can keep everything in order. So it's working really well. We've gotten off to a really good start with some really big events coming up this week. And now we've still got plenty of holes in this thing when we get around to Virginia, North Carolina, et cetera. So, you know, listeners in that area, go to KilroyRising.com. Look at the map. North Carolina folks, same thing. And get invites out to us. Get invites out to us. So we will make it there. I don't know what else to tell you except it's hectic, but it's a blast. And people are you know, they are wide open to receive this message. And it's really great. It's we all tore ourselves, three of us tore ourselves away from our day-to-day lives to get out and do this. But, you know, this is to save the country, guys. That's what it's all about. I don't mean to be hokey yeah. or anything else, but this is to save the nation. And to do that, you know, it's like the slogan for Kilroy Rising. What is it you believe in so much that you're willing to risk everything to defend? That would be love of country, right? Should be.
Yes, indeed.
And that's what we're out here doing.
I want to thank you guys for your efforts, because many of us would love to be able to do stuff like that on a whim and get out there and sacrifice everything. And so it's commendable what you guys are doing out there on the road, meeting people, shaking hands, and spreading the message of the American way of life that is going to go out the window if Hillary gets to appoint three or four Supreme Court judges as president of the United
right.
States, when she should be in prison.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Well, like Scott says over and over, this is more about a trajectory than it is about a candidate. What
mm-hmm.
direction do you want
right.
for this nation? And that's really what this is about. And that being the case, I mean, Kilroy Rising, we were just absolutely thrilled, which I hadn't even mentioned the Liberty Restoration Committee yet or thelibertypledge.com. We partnered up because Kilroy was looking for ways to restore our republic to the original intent. And as we made contact and started talking, they looked into the plan and everything that the Liberty Restoration Committee is offering. And they said, hey, we need to partner up because you guys have the missing piece of the puzzle. And, you know, that being the case, that's what we're out here doing. And the tour is not going to stop just at the election. But right now, that's the sense of urgency and the focus of the tour. And after, you know, after the election, we're going to keep going until we've literally covered the entire country. And we might even loop it two or three times if you want to know the truth, because this mission is to save our republic, restore our republic. So.
Yes, indeed. And it's good stuff, folks. Make sure you head out on to all those websites, KilroyRising.com and the Deplorable
right.
Tour on Facebook. Get out there.
Right.
Hit it up.
And mine's easy. It's thelibertypledge.com. On Facebook, it's thelibertypledge. All right? All right, guys.
Yes,
we got a couple of some good set up for this event, man. Is there anything else we can tell you at this point?
No, it's just great to finally talk to you after all these years of watching you on all the pages and following you and commenting and liking it. Been through, you know, I remember 2013 is when I started this, and you were right there, right at the beginning of when I started this show, and I just never got around to inviting you, and I feel horrified that I never got you on the show, Ernest. So thanks for coming on and talking with us for a couple minutes. Maybe we do this again, have
all
your
right,
own
man.
Show. Come on, we'll have a blast.
Okay, well, hey, look, guys, thank you so much, and yeah, we'll do this again. But right now, these
yes, sir. Hello?
I'm here.
Uh-oh, something happened. All right, guys.
Hey,
Scott,
I'm right here. Hey, I'm right here. Sorry, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sorry about that. We're just doing phone transfer and all this other stuff. That's what happens when you got three people trying to do production at the same time. So.
And who's your right. Third partner? Who's your third partner in crime again on the Deplorable Store with you?
He's gonna say hello right now.
Hey, this is Mark Fallon. I don't really exist.
Mark Fallon. He's the guy. He's our driver and loadmaster. So that's
all right, Mark,
right here
man.
Next to me.
Well, thank
you doing,
all you
man?
Guys for what you do. Good. I want to thank you personally for your efforts and the efforts that to save the republic, folks. We live in a republic, not a democracy. Remember that. People seem to forget that crap.
That's a true statement. Well, we're trying to remind them every step of the way. Hey, I'm telling you, this
Amen.
Thing's getting big. We're excited, and we're going to keep you posted. And let me know when else you want us to join on again. We're happy to support your show. Let everybody know about it. Great effort you're doing. I want to thank you very much for everything you're doing, too. So thank you.
No problem. You can call me every show if you want and give us an update. That's all. That's completely up to you. Just let me know you're calling, and I'll be looking for the number.
Well, plan on it. That's good. We'll work ourselves in. That's great. Thank you very much.
My next show is Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern. Thanks a lot, guys.
Okay. All right. Thank you. We'll talk soon.
And you heard my co-host here, Shar. She mentioned that Jordan Page is going to be on the tour. And I love Jordan Page. And there's a lot of stuff. We had another court update from Kelly today. I didn't get to watch it yet. But I believe there's some action happening. They're calling witnesses, and they're moving through the trial. And I want to dedicate this real quick to a fine patriot who gave the ultimate sacrifice defending our country from tyranny. This is Jordan Page's very first recording of the Ballad of LaVoy Finicum. This song was recorded 2 o'clock in the morning after LaVoy was killed, senselessly murdered by the government, by the FBI, and mercenaries, et cetera, the Ballad of LaVoy Finicum.
What's up, everybody? This is Jordan Page. In light of the recent events in Oregon, I just wrote a song that I want to share with you. This is called The Ballad of LaVoy Finicum. Subtext, Cowboys Stand for Freedom.
He was a man who loved to walk the land, turn his cheek but also take a stand. His conviction called, he followed what he felt was right. Time will bring. You can live for now.
Folks, that's Jordan Page. Head on over to jordanpagemusic.com. There's a bunch of stuff there that you can listen to from him. You can buy his stuff, his records, everything's there. Good stuff.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
All right, folks. My next guest, Pamela, is battling an illness, and she needs our help in the Patriot community to try and help her so that she can continue her treatment and try to be cured and get her health back and forge forward in this battle for America. Pamela, welcome to the show. Shar, say hello to Pamela. Pamela, say hello to Shar. This is Patriot Nation Radio Network, and this is the Trainwreck Radio Show.
Thanks. Pamela, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me on the show. I do appreciate this. Time is of essence here, so I truly appreciate it.
Amen. Well, the call came out to me the other day from my associates at the World Integrity News Network. Folks, you want to check them out if you get a chance, the World Integrity News Network. Just search them on Facebook. And my old boss over at the World Integrity News Network, Bobby Biesinger, reached out to me in a group. There's a group chat. There's a number of us hosts and different radio shows out there. And, I had a show here today, and, well, here you are. You made it. I got you on. Introduce yourself real fast and tell folks what's happening and what you need from us. And maybe we can help, you know, hopefully have your websites and all your donation information, everything set to go, and people can try to help if they can. Go ahead, ma'am.
It started with me being diagnosed with cancer, and I was over-radiated during that time. I'm from Mississippi, and I had gotten really bad sick, and the doctors there had told me there was nothing else they could do. So for the past year, well, for a year, I had traveled back and forth from Colorado to Mississippi because cost of living was so high here, trying to find a place to live was almost impossible. But in April of this year, I finally got a phone call saying I had a place to stay. So I load everything I have up in my car, and I head to Colorado. And I have my cannabis regimen on me, and I got stopped in Kansas, and I was detained and charged with three felonies and a misdemeanor. And I have been dealing with this since April, and last week I got a phone call from my attorney saying that they had agreed to reduce the charges to a misdemeanor, but the demand was that all fines and fees be accessed immediately and paid. And I tried to deal with them on it because I'm on disability. I only draw $600 a month. I pay rent, so that doesn't leave a lot left. And he said that the DA refused to take payments or anything. So right now I'm in a situation where I've got till next week to come up with the funds to pay Kansas off. And so a great group of my friends have got together and started an auction for me, and the Hope Grows Foundation, they have set up a donation site on their webpage for donations, and we're just trying to raise enough money for me to pay my way out of debtor's prison, I guess.
Right. And do you have the donation page information or where somebody might be able to bid on items that are being auctioned off? I saw one of the items, pretty fancy looking piece of jewelry.
There have been some wonderful people come through and put up a donate to the auction, and I am just overwhelmed myself, and I'm actually looking for the link right now. It's under Pamela Freedom Project, Body and Medicine is what it's. Okay, Pamela Freedom Project.weebly.com is what I'm looking under. So, Amy Dawn Hilterbrand, she has it on her Facebook page. I have it under mine, under Pamela Lewis Jacobson. I know it's on those two pages, the Walk for Freedom in Mississippi, it has it on there. I've seen a lot of people share it today, but it is on my Facebook page. So I just want to urge everybody to come check the auction items out, place your bid, and help secure my freedom in Kansas.
I see here there's a signed baseball that looks like it's coming up for auction. That looks pretty cool. If you guys are into baseball, just head over to PamelaFreedomProject.weebly.com. And there's items up there for auction. And you can just donate. I'm sure there's a connection right to the donation page there as well, right?
There is. And, well, I don't know if they put the Hope Grows Foundation on that link or not, but either way, all the money's going to one fund. These two groups have come together, and they have really supported me. So all the money will come in one pot. So I'm really fortunate to have the people working with me that I am. I think there's been a Amy Dawn Hilterbrand posted a cap with NFL players had signed, and there's more coming. So I just urge everybody to come check out the auction items and bid on it and help me, because cannabis is the only hope I have. I have come off of 10 prescription pills since I've been here in April. I'm narcotic free now, and I don't want to lose my cannabis because I see what it has done for me. My surgeons have seen what it's done for me, and I'm just at this point crying out for help because my freedom's on the line and my life's on the line. They take my freedom, they take my life.
It's crazy. And of course, once they got you incarcerated, they're not going to help you with medicine. And just to try – and you know what I find that they do a lot of times when people are incarcerated and they need medication is they'll put you in this facility here. They'll start to get all your medical stuff in order. And then once it's all in order, just before you're signing off on it, they transfer you to another place. And it's just unbelievable that – what they do to folks when they're incarcerated. Just look at our political prisoners out in Oregon, although some crazy developments are happening every day over there as witnesses are really just tearing the prosecution case to shreds. Hallelujah. You know?
Thank goodness. That's what we need, and jury nullification.
Right, right. And they won't even instruct folks on that, and if you bring it up, they, like, throw you out of the courthouse and everything. It's just,
exactly.
It's crazy. It's crazy, you know, and that's something that every jury should be instructed on, is jury nullification during their instruction period when they're saying, okay, this is what we got to do, this is the case, here's the evidence, blah, 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 blah. They should be instructed on jury nullification. Not one jury is. But if you tune in this Thursday, I got Judge Doucette coming on, and he's going to tell you how we can save this republic, another avenue of saving our republic so that we can fight on. Pamela, is there any other information that you have that you would like to get out? I would love for you to give out all the websites as much as possible. Please go to my radio page and drop all your information on there. If you're not part of the page, I will get you on the page, and you can put all the information you want on there every day, as many times as you want. You can put it on there. We need to save lives here in this country of those who love this country and only want the best for the next generation and generations to follow. And it's important that we take care of patriots. As patriots, we got to take care of each other, because obviously no one's going to take care of us. We have to do it ourselves, folks. We don't get Obama phones, and we don't get all this free crap that BLM gets and, the illegals that are jumping over the fence and sucking up all the benefits that our veterans deserve. It's very important that we take care of each other. And there is a disaster, folks, also here in the Sunshine State of Florida. And you might want to search out Liberty Bells on Facebook and see what's up there. Look up my friend John Hildinger. They're over there in the St. Augustine area trying to make a difference after Hurricane Matthew destroyed the whole place. Trees went through a Patriot's roof, and they're trying to, help folks out. There was a homeless shelter that was destroyed. We got to help each other, folks. So head on over to Liberty Bell page and see if you can't get involved there. They haven't reached out to me yet. I haven't reached out to them yet, but they are doing some amazing things over there. So soon, and I'm booked all the way to the middle of December now. So it's kind of crazy to try and get people to come on. This is a last-minute effort. I got you on the show tonight, Pamela. So if you have information that you want to give out, the website again one more time.
I'm sorry. It's I'm about half blind. Pamela Freedom Project. Weebly.com. And if you'll send me the link to the show, I'll post everything on your link as well. And I do appreciate you getting me in on the last minute's notice. I'm sorry I have a slow prosecutor, public defender, and he's dragging his feet, but I knew he would. That's why I went ahead and got this started, because I knew he'd wait to the last minute and I wouldn't be able to meet there tonight. So I do appreciate it very much, you getting this out and getting me on tonight.
You got it. No problem. Ladies and gentlemen, if you can help out Pamela, please do. Head on over to Pamela Jacobson. Search her out on the Facebook pages. And help her out if you can, folks. We don't need this lady to go to jail because she was busted, pulled over in a state that does not recognize medical marijuana. It's very important. It's just is helping people. Seriously. Hold on one second. I am right now messaging with a future guest. His name is Josh Bogard. And he's got a song out called Cold Dead Hands. And we're going to play that here in a second. I'm just getting him the link so he can hear us. But he's got a great song out called Cold Dead Hands. And, folks, if you can help Pamela out, please do. Head on over to her Facebook page, and you could find Pamela Freedom Project, I believe is the name, at Weebly.com. Go there. Help out. We got to help each other. It's very important. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I got this gentleman. He's going to come on the show here. In December, I believe the date I set up for him is December 8th, because I like to promote Patriots and good tunes. That's why we played, Dave Bray and his songs on here. That's why we played Jordan Page and a couple other great songs. And I got this song now. It's loaded up to the board. I had our good friend and producer, Lisa, post it. So have you heard this song yet, Char?
I don't think so. But
all right,
I wanted
this song,
to... before you get started, I wanted to tell Miss Pamela that I'm sending positive energies her way, and I will do everything I can with my show to assist her.
Thank you so much. Right. Oh, you don't know how much it means.
I can imagine.
Her show's Friday night, 8 p.m., right here on the same network, same phone number and everything. So maybe you guys can link up, chit-chat a little bit, and set it up, and she can come on the show and give out a little more information to other listeners, because we have three shows, in fact. four shows. And a conservative's perspective is on Thursday nights at 7 p.m. I'm sure James would give you a second to talk to and get some of this information out to try and help you with your situation.
I'm just overwhelmed by the support that you have showed me. And
no problem.
I can't say thank you enough.
We all know people personally who have been touched by this horrible disease, cancer. It comes in many forms, and everybody knows somebody. I know when I was a kid, they tell me things like, oh, when you're grown up in 30 years, everybody's going to know someone who has AIDS. Well, guess what? That never came to fruition, but everybody, and I mean everybody, from 5-year-olds to 85-year-olds, knows somebody who had cancer. Everybody. So we got to do what we can to save lives, and it's important. And,
The radiation messed me up. They over-radiated me, and because of that, I've had 53 surgeries in the past 5 years. I think I've paid my debt.
Yes, indeed. All right, folks. That's Pamela Jacobson. She needs our help. And now I'm going to get back to this real quick. This gentleman's name is Josh Hogarth. And his band, oh, man, what the heck's the name of the band? I'm going to get the name of the band here in a second. I think it's the Dirty South is the name of his band. There's Josh Dugard and Dirty South. And they got this song. It's called Cold Dead Hands, folks. This song really is rocking. It's got a country kick to it. I would have to say it's Southern Rock Country. And it is Josh Bogard and Dirty South. Cold Dead Hands.
There's a rifle in my closet, made in 1893, carved right on the barrel, it says Winchester Company. It's been passed for generations, I've been taught to use it well. It's put food there on the table, and it ain't never been for sale. There's people on my TV, telling me what's right from wrong. But not one damn gun of mine has ever pulled a trigger on its own. From my cold, dead hands. It's about you and me, ain't no redneck thing. Why don't you understand? You can bitch and moan all you want. You get my gun from my cold, dead hands. Washington, D.C., ratified and voted on by folks just like you and me. It's made it through the ages, guaranteed a country free. You can bet.
All right, folks, there you have it. That's Josh Bogard and the Dirty South. Search them out on Facebook. You can see the video of that song. Excellent. You have to see the video, folks, because it goes perfectly with the words. And it is a pro-Second Amendment song all the way, as you can tell, called Dead Hands is the title. And that's good stuff. Now, folks, don't forget, this is the Trainwreck Radio Show on the Patriot Nation Radio Network, heard here Mondays at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, 3:30 p.m. Pacific, with me and my co-host, Shar Simon. I did a lot of talking, playing songs and stuff. Shar's feeling a little bit under the weather, so I kind of gave you a little bit of a break. I hope you don't mind, my friend.
Not at all. I thank you for that, and thank you for bringing together two wonderful guests tonight. It just, it breaks my heart to see such a concerted effort by our government to support so much crony capitalism with big oil and big pharma. You know, we've got Pamela here as a prime example of someone who is benefiting greatly from nature. You know, people have villainized cannabis since the 30s, you know, the 20s and the 30s. Yeah, Reefer Madness.
They made us watch it in high school, play these stuff.
Yeah, well, luckily I didn't have to watch it, or if I did, I don't recall having had to watch it, which is why it doesn't come to mind quite as easily to me as it does to others. But it's just disgusting because there's so much evidence, even if you can't find official scientific research, whatever official scientific research might be these days, to support.
Yeah.
You can find anecdotes like Pamela. You can find anecdotes of young children who have seizure disorders and so on and so forth, who are benefiting greatly. And people need to understand that individuals like Pamela and these children are not using street weed. They're not using the stuff that is just, you know, grown and for the purposes of getting people high. There is
Stuffing in blunts.
Right. And there's a science.
Willie Nelson.
There's a science with growing marijuana for the medical industry. There's many strains to marijuana, and there's two basic ones, sativa and the other one I can't recall off the top of my head, indica. And, you know, don't ask me which one is which, but, you know, one has more of the cannabinoids for making people experience the high. The other one is more for the health purposes. But when people are using the extracts and so forth from them, they're not necessarily using it for the high. They're using it for the medicinal quality. And these and people who are going to Colorado, as Ms. Pamela was, and they're going to dispensaries and receiving these dispensary care. And you got to understand that Colorado has very strict regulations with their dispensaries now, especially their medical ones. They're not receiving trash.
Yeah.
You know, I got to be quiet.
Yeah, give me 1 second here, folks. So we're going to run over a little bit here. So if you want to catch the last few minutes of the show, www.blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation. Look for the Trainwreck Radio Show archive and click the link. But, and I also want to say that we're going to try to simulcast the show with Keeper's Mind Pool on the 26th with Daryl Castle, Constitution Party for President. We're going to try and work that out. That's the 26th. And, of course, Constitutional Truth with Shar Sines on Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, Friday nights. Make sure you catch that show. And, of course, Thursday night, A Conservative Perspective with James Bostick starting at 7 p.m., then the Patriot Nation Radio Show live right after that at 8 p.m. We got 4 shows weekly. Be sure to tune into one of them and get informed, get some information, get some truth. And, you know, that's all we can do. And I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the Patriot Nation Radio Network and the Trainwreck Radio Show with me, Mark Hoffman, and my co-host, Charlotte Sine. Good night. And I want to say God bless you all, and dig this. This is the Star Spangled Banner by Dave Bray, solo, a cappella in Pittsburgh.
That's what I'm talking about. We're going to sing it together. You ready? Come on! That our flag was still.